Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Chris DeMakes a Podcast. Dive into the creative process, inspiration, and significance behind beloved songs with host Chris DeMakes of the band Less Than Jake. Through interviews with artists and associates, Chris uncovers untold stories that shape the creation and impact of the chosen track. Whether it's a classic rock ballad, a hip-hop anthem, or a pop sensation, each episode shines a spotlight on the song's unique qualities and the enduring connection it has with fans. You can listen to Chris DeMakes a Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and we will link to it in the show notes so you can listen right now if you so choose. What's up? Ariel Nissenblatt here. This is Feedback with Earbuds, the companion podcast to our newsletter, Earbuds Podcast Collective. We've got a ton of podcast recommendations for you today, so let's get started. Let's review last week's recommendations. Our theme was called Latinx Podcast Scene, and our curator was audio writer and producer Melissa Sayens Gordon. The podcasts she recommended were Radio Manea, Party Cruise, The Untold Story, Family Crest, Snap Judgment, and Classy with Jonathan Menjivar. Thank you to Melissa for curating that list for us. If you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's episodes and you'd like to listen now, you can find links to those shows in the show notes of this episode. Now on to this week's recommendations. Our theme is called Delightfully Engaging Kids Podcasts. Our curator is Meg Lewis, creator of the Story Pillar podcast. In just a bit, you'll hear from Meg about her podcast picks and why she selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, A CRISPR Bite, How Gene Editing Technology is Changing Our Food. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and resources before we close the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now let's get to it. Here are Meg's recommendations for the theme, Delightfully Engaging Kids Podcasts.
Hey, I'm Meg Lewis. I have a kids podcast called Story Pillar, which focuses on global stories and social emotional skills for kids. And I also host monthly Zooms called New Kids on the Pod that are for kids podcasters to come together and share ideas and learn from each other. So the list I curated is of new and engaging kids podcasts. There seems to be this myth that kids don't listen to podcasts, that you can't really engage someone under the age of 15 unless they have a screen in their face, which is absolutely false. My own 7-year-old will take my iPad, lock himself in his room, and binge podcasts for an entire day unless I physically pull the iPad out of his hands. I'm hoping that this list kind of helps parents and creators discover that there's this whole kind of overlooked, untapped way to engage with kids, to teach them, to support them, to just make them laugh. And another reason for this list is to just give these shows a little bit of love. They're all great shows from incredibly talented, incredibly hardworking people. Most of us are new and independent. I know I started off as a one-person show. And especially for kids shows, discoverability is a challenge. Kids are hopefully not scrolling through social media or just kind of browsing on Apple Podcasts. And so actually getting new shows into their ears can be a challenge. We have to take a little side trip down their parents' ears or their teachers' ears first. So the actual shows. First, my show, Story Pillar. So I have two co-hosts. Sneak is an extremely hyperactive 7-year-old caterpillar with red sneakers. And his sister, Bean, is way more on the reserved side. She's a preteen butterfly. And together, we tackle a sticky social situation that kids frequently encounter, like feeling jealous or if someone breaks a promise or, I don't know, standing up for a friend. And then we blast off in a rocket and hear a story from somewhere in the world that touches on that sticky situation. And then we hear advice from a real live kid, what they would do in that situation. So it's fun. We tackle tough feelings. We learn about the world. And we also tell lots of fart jokes, if you're into that. The second show is called Reach. It's a space podcast for kids. And it explores all the questions that their listeners have about the universe. So how fast are satellites? What are asteroids made of? Kids' questions about aliens, all kinds of things. It's hosted by Brian Holden and Meredith Stepien. And there are actually some pretty well-known voices that pop up in the stars and the planets, which is kind of fun. The next show is called Robin's Curious Travels, about a girl named Robin, who uses a magic grandfather clock to travel around in time and visit famous people and places in history. So it's kind of like Back to the Future, but with a clock and people like Jackie Robinson and Susan B. Anthony. So the next show is called Once Upon a Meadow. It's produced by Willow Belden, who has a great podcast for grownups called Out There. And it's got a similar theme. It's about a community of plants and animals who can obviously talk and have to figure out how to get along and work out their differences. It's got a lot of social emotional elements and is really big on environmental awareness. Okay, the last show is called Bun Amigos, which is about bunnies. Who doesn't love bunnies? Okay, I'll stop. So in this show, bunny friends Bun Bun, Hopper, CT, and Buttons, Globe Hop, sorry, it was sitting right there. They travel around the globe, for those of you who hate puns, and they explore cities, they learn about different cultures, and they have lots of bunny mischief and adventures. Okay, that's it. Bottom line is, if you have kids, if you know a kid, if you're like me and you're still very much in touch with your inner kid, definitely check out these shows and help them find their way into kids' ears. And there are so many great kid podcasts out there. Some of my other favorites are What If World, Culture Kids, Dork Tales, Newsy Paloozy, The Big Fib. There's so many. They are all chock full of information. They're chock full of the support kids need, and they're fun to listen to. Oh, and there are actually apps specifically dedicated to kids podcasts, like Storytopia, Kids Pod app, Kids Listen, which are all really great places to start looking if you have kids and you want a safe place for them to be able to browse and find their new favorite show. Okay, I think that's it.
Thank you, Meg, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. It's great to hear your voice. You can find Meg's recommendations in the show notes of this episode and by going to earbuds.audio. You can't miss them. If you're listening to this show right now and thinking, I would love to curate a list, well, I've got good news for you. Anyone can do so. We have a link in the show notes to our submission form, and it's also linked in each issue of our newsletter. We would love to read and hear your podcast recommendation ideas. Now it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting A CRISPR Bite, How Gene Editing Technology is Changing Our Food. CRISPR gene editing technology came out as a massive biotech breakthrough in the last decade, but most people still have never heard of it. In this five-part series, food anthropologist Dr. Lauren Crossland Marr takes listeners into the labs where researchers are tinkering with food genes to help break down the problems they're hoping to solve and what's at stake. You can find and listen to A CRISPR Bite wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. First up, in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell writes, How to Destroy Everything is about a wild and complicated narcissist, a swindler, a crook, and a father named Richard Jacobs, who ruined his life plus the lives of anyone who found themselves in his orbit. Hosted by Richard's son Danny and his son's childhood friend Darren, How to Destroy Everything is best described as a docudramedy. Next, imagine keeping a secret for 35 years. Now imagine, through a twist of fate and modern medicine, that secret is revealed to the person you most feared knowing it. Imagine what happens to your life and to the lives of those around you in the wake of the truth being uncovered. A truth buried so deeply, it was like it never really happened. That is, until the day the phone rang and nothing was ever the same. Listen to Held, a podcast miniseries. We'll link to that. Next up, join the team behind Don't Drink the Milk as they hit the road and delve into the hidden histories of everyday things. Starting in a different European country each episode, they'll trace the weird, wild, and wondrous backstories of the things we think we all know well. Where did it all begin, and how did it evolve, and what does this tell us about the people and cultures it encountered along the way? Linking cultural nuggets and events from the past to current debates, we explore how these things made their way around the world by force, by chance, or by choice. We also have a few new blog posts up on the Earbuds blog. Here's what we've got. First up, a conversation with Sean Piles, host and producer of NerdWallet's Smart Money podcast. We've got a Q&A with Adrian Bain, creator and host of the podcast A Race Around the World, based on the true adventures of journalists Nellie Bly and Elizabeth Bisland. And coming soon on the blog, a list of podcast recommendations for World Food Day 2023, food podcasts that blend science and stories. And last, what is James Cridlin covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on Gen Z listeners, a study about podcasters being the most trusted media personalities, and he's got a story on making podcasts with AI. You can read more about those stories by going to podnews.net and make sure to subscribe to the newsletter there. That's it for our show this week. Thank you so much for stopping by on your podcast listening journey. We hope you enjoy these podcast recommendations. Please let us know what you think of them. You can leave us a rating or a review, or you can tweet at me or get in touch with me on the internet. Would love to hear from you about what you are listening to and loving. Now go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.